Hey, guess what? You and I have defects, and we're going to discuss that on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Plus, I've got some big news, and if that's not enough, we'll look at the daily mass reading. Stay tuned. Here we go. I bet you're excited since we're discussing our defects today, right? Hey, you know what? Listen, we try to keep it real here on the program. We need to look at the fact that you and I are human. We have defects. We have things wrong with us. And if we can recognize that, we can address these things. We are still alive. We are not at the point of our judgment yet. And we're all going to be judged one day. So let's look at our defects in an attempt to grow closer to our Lord. In addition, we'll look at the mass readings for Wednesday of the seventh week of Easter. Some really good ones today. We are winding down the Easter season. Sunday, of course, is Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles, on the church. You and I are really blessed. We have been left the gift of the Catholic Church, right? Jesus formed a church. He created that church so that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and it only makes sense, if the church is to teach infallibly, the church has to be under some sort of guidance. Because otherwise, it could be up for grabs. We wouldn't know for sure if the church was teaching us the right thing. So we have that protection of the Holy Spirit for the church. And in addition, you and I have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we were baptized, the Holy Spirit first entered into us. And we have, as a result, the gifts, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit to help guide us to be more Christ-like, to become holy. It doesn't mean you are never going to commit a sin, but what it means is that you will be able to live a holy life. How do you do that? You do that by following God's will at every moment. And again, that's a process. It's not something we ordinarily can do without fail. We mess up a lot. We have defects. We're going to talk about that later in the show. So we got a lot of great things to talk about. And here's a, I mentioned there's an exciting announcement. I teased this last night, but it is now official. The Gary Zimek Show is now available on TunedIn Radio, so you can get the TunedIn app. Check out followingthetruth.com for more information. I blogged about it today. There's also an online player, so you can listen to the programs right from my website. Just one of the many ways we're trying to get this show out to you. So now you can listen from blogtalkradio.com. You can listen from iTunes. You can listen from TunedIn Radio. Or you could just go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and go to the radio page and listen there. It's getting very hard to get away from me, isn't it? But that's, I like the fact that you and I can hang out together each night and talk about Jesus. We need that support, don't we? It's good to know that somebody else is there fighting the fight with you. I know that your support means a lot to me, and I hope that my presence in your life helps you too. If you're a listener to the show, I would imagine that you like it. That's a good thing. Now, so keep it, if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Tomorrow, I am headed to Dallas, Texas, or actually to Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be out of town for a few days. I'm going to pre-record the shows. I will be home on Friday. If there's anything you need, you can always email me, even when I'm traveling. I will read your email immediately. It gets to me instantly because I have my email on my phone. I can't always get back to you instantly, but know that I'm reading your email, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. One announcement I want to make, in an effort to keep this show on the air, to keep my full-time ministry going, I have to keep reminding you of the ways that you can support me. I need your help because I couldn't do this without you. I would not be here if it was not for your help. If you would like to donate to this program, to my ministry, I very much need it in order to pay the bills. It gets challenging. I go month to month. The Lord provides, but He often provides through you and your support. So that's why I need to make this pitch. If you would consider becoming a monthly sponsor of the show, I want to be here for a long time. I want to continue to bring the good news to you over these many different ways that, these different vehicles that we have to bring the good news to you, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. However we do it, you're the reason that I can continue to do that. So if you would consider becoming a monthly sponsor by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab, it would really help me. And the way that works is you just submit your request, your pledge through PayPal. There's a secure, totally secure PayPal widget there that allow you to do that, and you pledge how much per month you want to give. And I would ask you to please be as generous as possible. And, you know, I don't like talking about this, but I need the funding to keep going forward. I need a monthly source of steady income to make sure that you can get this show. And here's the deal with the way it works. You could pledge one amount for this month, and the next month, if it's too much, you can cancel it. You're not locked in for any period of time. So if you would please prayerfully say prayer, ask the Lord to guide you. Lord, what should I do? Should I support Gary monthly? If you can do it, please do not put yourself in any financial jeopardy. I don't want you to do that, and God doesn't want you to do that. But if you have a little extra money, maybe you want to forgo a little snack or something, a little treat, and give it to this program so I can keep going, that would be wonderful. But please don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy. God doesn't want you to do that. If you also, instead of becoming a monthly sponsor, or if maybe you already are a monthly sponsor, you want to give a little extra one-time gift, I would really appreciate that too. You can also do that securely through PayPal at followingthetruth.com. And two other ways, actually there are three other ways, two other ways that you can financially support me is to patronize the two sponsors that I have on my website, Mystic Monk Coffee and Amazon.com. If you normally shop from Amazon.com, I would greatly appreciate if anytime you go to Amazon.com, you would just use the link on my website. There's an Amazon image there. You click on that image. That will take you into regular Amazon.com. There is no difference for you, but there is a big difference for me, and I get a small commission out of everything that you purchase. And I don't get to see everything you purchase, but I get to know how much I earn based on your purchases. So Amazon.com and Mystic Monk Coffee. You know how I feel about Mystic Monk Coffee. It's the greatest coffee you'll ever drink. That's all I need to say about that. If you would do that and you would consider supporting me in those ways, you're going to help me tremendously financially. What's the final way you can support me? This may be the most important. This is the most important way. I talk about the finances. Yes, I need them. I've got bills to pay. You can pray for me. You can pray for my family. You can pray for my ministry, that we can continue this for as long as the Lord wants us to do it. It gets tough sometimes. You can imagine. It gets discouraging. You run into some closed doors. But you know what? What I go through is nothing compared to what some of you go through and what St. Paul went through. We're going to hear some more about St. Paul today and what Jesus went through. But still, it's challenging. Please pray for me, because I'm weak, and I could easily get discouraged when things start going bad. But I've been on the air for over 5 years now, Monday through Friday, and I want to keep being on the air in order to help you grow closer to Christ. That's why I'm doing this, and I hope you'll continue to support me, and I thank you. Please know that I'm praying for you as well. I got you covered. And if there's anything else you need, you let me know, Gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, now that we got that out of the way, we're going to do something very, very important. We're going to pause for a minute, and I know this is hard, but let's pause for a minute and realize that we are in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. We are in His presence right now. Can't get away from Him, and if you think you can, reread Psalm 139. We should read that on the air. We did it a few weeks ago. We should do that again. That psalm reminds us that we cannot get away from the Lord, which is a really good thing. So wherever you go today, He's with you. What you need to do, what I need to do, because we all forget at times, is to focus on that fact and to remind ourselves that He's with us. So right now, we're going to place ourselves consciously in His presence. We're already in His presence, but we're going to consciously place ourselves in His presence and turn to our Heavenly Father. Through the intercession of Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we're going to present our needs to Him. I'm going to lead us. You pray along and know that our Heavenly Father loves us and is listening to every word that we present to Him now. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You for giving us another day. You are so good to us. You have given us another day. Father, we know that You have a plan for us today because You gave us another day of life. Please unveil that plan. Make us aware of what You need us to do today and grant us the grace that we need to accomplish Your will for us. Oftentimes, it's just doing our regular daily duties, whatever they may be. But sometimes we get discouraged. We get frustrated. We get tired. And therefore, we need your grace, Father. We ask you to provide that grace so that we may continue to do your will at all times. Father, we lift up our families, our friends, our coworkers, our fellow students, those around us, whoever they may be, and we ask you to bless them. We ask you to bless us. We ask you to help anyone who is sick, anyone who is anxious, anyone who is lonely, anyone who is struggling with doubt or despair, anyone who is battling addiction. We ask you to bless them, to help them, and to allow them to grow closer to you and experience your peace. Father, we ask you to help those who are struggling financially, those who are dealing with difficult weather-related problems, those who are homeless, those who are suffering from religious persecution around the world. We ask you to help them, to alleviate their suffering, to assist them, and grant them your peace. Let them know that you love them. Father, I present this program to you. I don't want to do it for myself. I want to do it for you. So I give it to you, and I ask you to speak through me, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message today. We also present to you our own personal needs, whatever we are going through in our lives. We give it over to you, Father, when we ask you to guide us, to help us, to solve whatever problem it is that we're facing. We know that you can do a better job than we can, and we trust you. We give it over to you. We also pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, to the religious life, to the diaconate. We pray for a desire in all of us, an increased desire in all of us to serve you and to answer the call of your Son Jesus when he told us to follow him and to go out to all the world and spread the good news. Help us all to continually follow that call. We pray for an end to abortion in the world. We know that your commandments teach us that we shall not kill, but yet we do it legally every day throughout the world. We ask that you put an end to this act of murder. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Feels better? Always feels better when we pray, doesn't it? It's great. Look, you know what we do every night? This is so cool that we can do this. We pray together, and there's always a result to prayer. We always get an answer. The answer might not come quick enough. The answer might not be what we like, but we're always going to get an answer. And you could thank the Lord in advance for answering any prayer that you send up, because you know he will. We also get to hear him speak to us through sacred scripture. And then later in the show, we're going to get another little dose of inspiration as we talk about overcoming our defects. So we got a lot of stuff to get to today. Why don't we get right to it? Just a final reminder, if you need to find out about more about me, about my work, my speaking, my books, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. And if you need to get in touch with me through email, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address, or you can contact me directly through my website. Just click on the contact tab. Okay, now today we're looking at the Mass readings for Wednesday of the 7th and final week of Easter. Beginning next week, we go back to ordinary time. St. Paul and Jesus both today, in the first reading and the Gospel, are continuing their farewell address. So we have some commonality here. Let's take a look at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 28 through 38. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend to the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth, to draw the disciples away after them. So be vigilant. And remember that for 3 years, night and day, I increasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the gracious word of His that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and that my companions in every way. I have shown that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with all of them. They were all weeping loudly, and they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he said they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. Kind of sad, isn't it? Paul's followers really loved him. And if you notice at the beginning, Paul is speaking to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. They are the priests. That word presbyter means priests. So we have the apostles who are the first bishops. They're the leaders of the church, and they've appointed presbyters or priests to continue the church's work. And look, we still follow that structure today. One of the good things about Paul, he's very honest. And he's letting the people know, watch out, people are going to distort the truth. So that message, remember, we're listening to the inspired word of God here. He's speaking to you and I, too. And he's letting us know that people will distort the truth. People are saying a lot of things about God in today's world. Some of them are Catholic. Let's get real here. Some of them are Catholic and trying to distort the true teaching of Christ through his church. Don't fall for it. Paul's warning you not to fall for it. Unless you hear it directly from the church, don't let somebody tell you that Vatican II did away with this or that or the other thing. Trust in the church. Because you hear a lot of this nonsense, and we got to be clear on that. Christ founded a church. That church, headed by our Holy Father, currently Pope Francis, speaks authoritatively for Christ. And people are going to disagree and pick and choose what they want to believe. Well, then you're not following Christ. So we need to be real about this, and we need to recognize that Paul warned us through the pages of sacred scripture. He also talks about the need for hard work. You know what I see a lot of, and it frustrates me, and I really try, I don't always succeed, but I try to avoid this. I see a lot of it on social media, complaining, negativity. We need to stop the negativity, and we need to stop the negativity. We also need to stop complaining about our priests, about our bishops, about the Holy Father, about the religious sisters, whoever it is. It's always somebody else's fault. Paul reminds us that it's up to us to get busy as members of the church and share the good news. That's what we need to do. I need that reminder because I can get lazy. We can all get lazy. We need to get busy. People need to know Jesus Christ. People need to know about his church. Why? Number one, because they're miserable and they need to get some peace in this world. And number two, so they can get to heaven. It's very, very serious. Our lives are eternal. We're going to last forever. We're not going anywhere. The only danger we can run into is we'll end up spending eternity in hell. Don't kid yourself and think that's not a real possibility, because it is. Well, how do I avoid that, Gary? You're scaring me. Well, don't be scared. Just listen and obey Jesus Christ. Follow him and follow the teachings of his church. He speaks through his church. If you follow those teachings, you will not get in trouble. And get to know him personally. Pray every day. Receive the sacraments as often as you can. Listen when he speaks. And the primary way that he speaks, the clearest way, is through the sacred scriptures and through his teachings as expressed in the church. You do that, you're going to be fine. I don't mean to panic you, but I also want to light a bit of a fire under you as well. I'm trying to clean that up and not say that in too nasty of a way. But look, we need it. So let's get busy. Let's quit complaining about other people. Let's get out there and share the good news of Jesus with those around us, whoever they may be. The psalm today, Psalm 68, sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth, show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part. For your temple in Jerusalem, that the kings bring you gifts. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. chant praise to the Lord who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God over Israel in his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome. In his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. So God gives you strength and he gives you power. Make sure you're turning to him, asking for that. It's a big mistake not to do that. Let's look at the gospel. John chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. We're going to continue to look at the farewell address of Jesus. But here's the great thing. We're going to get an insight today of the Lord praying to his Father. I'm telling you, this is a privilege to be able to get an idea of how Jesus is praying. Best of all, he's praying for you and I. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them so that they may also be consecrated in truth. Truth, truth, truth. 1, 1, 1. You hear that word repeated a lot. There is one God. There is one God. There is one church. And there is one truth. This is one of the reasons I call my apostolate Following the Truth. My website is followingthetruth.com. Jesus Christ is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. If you follow Jesus and his truth, and again, you can't have conflicting truths, one truth, you're going to get to heaven. You will also experience peace in this life. When Jesus is talking to the Father, he said that he wants us, it's you and I, to share his joy completely. If you're feeling miserable today, I want you to take comfort in the fact that Jesus wants you to be joyful. Why are you feeling miserable? The reason is because we have so many problems that weigh us down. And we often lose sight of Jesus. We need to be praying every day. We need to be encountering Jesus every day through prayer, through the scriptures, through the sacraments if possible. It's so important because otherwise you're going to let the world overtake you and you will be miserable. So not only does the Lord want you to share his eternal happiness in heaven, which he does, and not only did he pray for you to protect you from the lies of the evil one, which can come to us from a lot of different directions in the world, but he wants you to be peaceful in this life. So know that it's possible, take comfort in that, and continue every day. And I'm not kidding, every day. We'll do it together. This is a great start when we get together and talk about scriptures, talk about Jesus. But every day, have that encounter with the Lord. And that's the way all of this will fall into place. I'm telling you, I live it in my life. I have struggled for years with being unhappy, with being miserable, with being anxious. I have never experienced such peace before since I started becoming friends with Jesus Christ. It is possible. Make it a point to do it. Take those baby steps. You don't need to know a certain formula. Every day, say, Lord, I want to get to know you better. Reveal yourself to me. Help me. I'm weak. I need your help, Lord. Right? You start doing that, you're going to be in great shape. If you have any questions, please email me. You know, I'm always here for you, Gary@followingthetruth.com. So, now, let's talk. I'm a little fired up today. I feel good. I'm about to head out on the road, and I'm really fired up. Love spending the time with you. This is therapeutic for me, too, because I feel your presence here. I really do. I feel your presence. I feel you at my table. I know you got your snack. I know you're listening. I know you have your beverage. By the way, my beverage du jour today, we just got a glass of water, taking a break from the coffee for the moment. Mystic Monk Coffee will be back as my beverage du jour pretty soon. I got to order some new stuff, but let's talk about defects. Look, we're friends. You and I, we need to be honest with one another. The honest admission of one's defects. Today is Wednesday, and every Wednesday I like to open this beautiful little book, My Daily Bread, by Father Anthony Payone. This book comes from the 50s, originally published in 1954. You can still order it. You can order it from Tan Books. They are publishing it now. You can order it from EWTN Religious Catalog. You can get it from a number of different places. It is a great book, one of the best books that I have. It's small, it's compact, and it has a powerful, powerful message. The way it works is we get a little meditation written as coming from Christ. All right, so this is something that you can imagine Christ saying to you. Then we'll have a reflection, something to think about, and we'll close it out with a prayer. All that in 5 minutes. Are you ready? It's going to be a powerful 5 minutes, so get ready. My child, let my infinite wisdom teach you what is best for you in your daily conduct on earth. Think of your sins with great displeasure and sorrow. Never consider yourself big because of your good works. The simple truth is that you are a sinner. Too often your actions are controlled by emotions or feelings rather than intelligence and grace. This is something we need to hear. We often, especially when we have a conversion experience, we get a little advanced in our faith, we start to love Jesus more, we get cocky. Don't make that mistake. Because then it becomes all about you. The Lord wants you to remember that you're human, that you're weak, and that you need Him. Doesn't make you bad. It makes you human. It makes you humble. And that's a struggle. So pray for that grace to accept and to identify and accept your defects. If I leave you to yourself, you tend to what is wrong and fall into sin. You are easily overcome by selfishness. Your self-control falls apart in a short time. You are much weaker than you think. You have little reason to take pride in yourself and many reasons for humbling yourself. It's a tough message, isn't it? But look, we're just keeping it real here. Fear nothing so much as your disorderly tendencies and your sins. Is that your greatest fear? It's probably not, but it should be. Your disorderly tendencies and your sins. We should let that shake us up a little bit. Run from them more than from anything else. They should displease you more than any other trouble. Be afraid of my judgment and fear the anger of the Almighty. Do not presume to criticize the works of the Most High. Look to your faults. Consider the wrong you have done and the good you have neglected. Now, there is going to be a happy ending here, so I don't want you to panic. This is written in a strong style. Why? Because it's designed to get your attention. But yeah, we should be shaken up by our faults, by our sins. But again, there's a happy ending, so just bear with me here. Be angry with yourself and do not let pride control you in anything. Foolish heart, what have you to complain about? Can you not accept the trials which come to you? When you have often offended me and deserved hell, my love has spared you. Still, you must be honest with yourself. Face the truth about yourself and be patient with your defects and limitations. So what's the truth? The truth is that you're a sinner, and so am I. That you're weak, and so am I. That you have messed up repeatedly, so have I. That you will probably continue to mess up repeatedly, so will I. What's the good news? That Jesus can help you. Turn to Him, hit your knees, and say, Lord, I need your help. I can't do this alone. Something to think about. God loves an honest man. Why should it be so hard to admit what I am? If I hide the truth from myself, how can I ever become pleasing to God? I need not become depressed and discouraged as I look at my many faults. All that God expects of me is that I begin today to fight against them. Being a sinner is not the worst thing. The worst thing is to remain a sinner. God loves the repentant sinner, that is, one who detests his sins and makes an honest effort to get rid of his faults. And we close with this prayer. Dear merciful God, at last I understand. I will no longer become paralyzed with sadness or discouragement over my faults. I shall do what you desire of me. I will prove my genuine sorrow for my sins by fighting against them in my daily life. Show me which fault displeases you most, and I will at once begin a campaign against it. I may never get rid of it, Lord, but at least I can keep on trying each day. I cannot offer you much in my life, but this honest daily effort against my main faults I can give to you. I am sorry, Lord. Amen. I am out of time. I've got to run. God willing, we're going to do this again tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.